Good morning. A front and low pressure wave in eastern New England continues to track to the north. Rainfall associated with this system is confined mainly to central and eastern New England, although some showers are backing as far west as the New York-New England border. As the low moves through, we'll have thick clouds across the region today and a healthy breeze out of the north-northeast. This will keep temperatures from climbing, and most places will remain in the lower to mid-50s for afternoon highs. The best chance of a steady rain through the morning and into the afternoon will be in New England, while scattered showers may back as far west as the Hudson River Valley. Points to the north in the Adirondacks, the Mohawk Valley to the west, and Schoharie Valley points west on 88, including the western Catskills. Mostly dry weather today, despite the cloud cover and cool temperatures. Everyone will clear out tonight as the system departs to the north and east, and it will be much cooler with lows back into the 30s and lower 40s. High pressure will build in, setting us up for a good end to the work week with a mix of sun and clouds tomorrow, highs bouncing back towards 60. In fact, with a southerly wind flow developing on Saturday, we'll have a good amount of sunshine and even milder temperatures, readings in the middle to upper 60s, although clouds will start to move our way by the end of the day. These clouds will be associated with a storm system along the eastern seaboard, which could have a tropical connection from the Caribbean. As a result, rain showers will break out as a front approaches from the west and captures this system along the coast. The rain will become steady, perhaps even heavy at times, through Sunday afternoon and into the evening, and the wind will pick up. Temperatures on Sunday will be in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Depending on how close this system tracks toward the coast, the rain could be quite heavy on Sunday night into the early morning hours on Monday, and the winds could get rather gusty as well, especially in New England. Behind the system will start to dry out on Monday afternoon with a return to some sunshine. It'll remain blustery with highs in the mid-50s. On Halloween for Tuesday, it looks dry but chilly in the lower to mid-50s, and sunshine mixing with clouds on Wednesday in the mid-50s once again. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, powerful winds will continue to develop and spread east across the northern plains and upper Midwest today as a strong area of low pressure moves east from North Dakota, across northern Minnesota, and into northern Wisconsin. Wind advisories and high wind warnings are in effect across much of the Dakotas, as well as portions of Montana, Wyoming, Minnesota, Nebraska, and Iowa, where sustained winds as high as 40 miles per hour with gusts to around 60 are possible. A winter storm watch is in effect for portions of eastern North Dakota and northern Minnesota. Rain changing to snow will likely result in low visibility and possible blizzard conditions today. Significant snow accumulations are likely across Minnesota with the potential for 4 to 8 inches near the Canadian border. Meanwhile, the National Hurricane Center is monitoring showers and thunderstorms associated with a broad area of low pressure over the Western Caribbean and Central America that is gradually becoming better organized. Close proximity to land is likely to limit development of this system today. However, environmental conditions are expected to be conducive for the system to become more organized tomorrow and Saturday. This will happen as the system slowly moves northward over the northwestern Caribbean. Strong upper-level winds associated with an approaching cold front will make conditions less favorable by the end of the weekend. Regardless of development, locally heavy rain likely over portions of Central America and Cuba during the next several days. At Mount Washington, 0 miles visibility with rain and fog, 41 degrees with a southeast wind at 24 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, light snow and 9 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 51 degrees, the dew point 40, 66% relative humidity, a north wind at 6 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.72 inches, and it is falling. For those traveling across the northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy, scattered showers, lower 60s, Boston cloudy and breezy with showers near 60, and in Buffalo mostly sunny skies with highs in the lower 50s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 66 degrees, the low 53. The average temperature, 60, that's 14 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday, 1.66 inches for the month and 36.19 inches for the year, which is still 3.75 inches of precipitation above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 56 degrees, the average low, 37. the record high 78 set in 1963 and the record low 20 in 1952. Sunrise this morning at 7:22 a.m., sunset this evening 5:56 p.m., 10 hours and 34 minutes of daylight, a loss of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy and breezy with showers possible today, especially in Vermont, with highs near 50. Mostly cloudy this evening, then clearing overnight tonight with lows in the upper 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy and breezy with showers possible today, especially in New England, with highs in the lower to mid 50s. Cloudy this evening, then clearing overnight tonight with lows in the lower 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy and breezy today with highs in the lower to mid 50s. Mostly cloudy this evening, then clearing overnight tonight, lows in the upper 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy and breezy, showers possible today, especially in New England, with highs in the lower to mid 50s. Cloudy this evening, then clearing overnight tonight, lows in the lower 40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy and breezy, showers possible today, especially in New England, with highs in the lower to mid-50s. Cloudy this evening, then clearing overnight tonight, lows near 40. Region-wide for tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, milder near 60. Sunshine giving way to clouds Saturday, becoming breezy, mid to upper 60s. A good chance of rain and some wind on Sunday. The rain could be heavy at times into the evening and overnight, lower 60s. More rain into early Monday morning, then partly sunny and windy in the afternoon, mid 50s. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy, a bit cool on Halloween for Tuesday, lower to mid 50s. And sunshine giving way to clouds Wednesday, back into the mid 50s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.